Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 249.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can generate more leads through using what we refer to as RMP. RMP is our referral marketing partners that we have gotten contracted with, and everyone that's a member or plus or an elite member at TW3 has access to our RMP partners. And what they do is pay you to generate traffic and leads for them. Because once you understand how to generate leads, I'm telling you, you have the keys to the kingdom. There's no stopping you, and you really have a business that can sustain any economy. And what I mean by that, I don't say that lightly, is no matter what happens, if the housing market goes up, if the housing market goes down, if insurance goes up, if insurance goes down, if some sort of consumer good goes up or it goes down, or if the economy widens, deepens, whatever, if you have the ability to get in front of people, number one, and drive them to an offer, whether they buy anything or not, you have a skill set that will sustain you through just about anything. And what our referral marketing partners do is they allow you to do referral marketing and push marketing, and where you can generate leads for them, and they'll pay you anywhere from a dollar up to, you know, I've got some that'll pay $500 in some of these higher annuity products and stuff. But the point is, how do you use that? How do you leverage that to generate leads for your own business, possibly? And so that's what I want to talk to you about today a little bit, and show you some, you know, out of the box creative thinking on how you can generate more leads, whether you're in a retail restaurant environment, brick and mortar business, whether you're an insurance guy, real estate guy, girl, whatever the product is. RMP, referral marketing, is a huge asset that you can leverage to generate more leads for your own business, and use those products, goods, and services as a way to incentivize that traffic. But before I get into that, I wanted to draw an attention to a blog post that I posted a few days ago. And let me tell you something, folks, when I write something and generate a blog post, it takes me forever. Let me tell you why. My grammar stinks. Good Lord. I look at the way I write and I say, my God, who can understand this? Of course, the way I talk probably isn't any better, but it really takes me some time to generate something in writing. But I wanted to break down five behaviors that I have seen over the last several years as an entrepreneur, 25 years in the entrepreneurial space, and 8 years doing it in a coaching setting where I'm helping other people, still generating my own business, whether it be in insurance, real estate, a lead generation, but also helping others do the same. And through that whole process, there's about five what I call the top five self-defeating behaviors that people can engage in. And if you do that, you might not even be conscious of you doing that. But I'm telling you, it will sabotage you, and you're not even aware of it. So that's a problem with developing bad habits. Habits is the most powerful thing that you can have. But a bad habit is subconsciously pulling you in the wrong direction. That's why you always want to replace a bad habit with a good habit. Because once you've developed a habit, it's on autopilot. You're doing that continually on a subconscious level where you don't even have to think about it. And if you can program yourself to do good things and have good habits, then you're not having to think about it anymore. And you're just doing this good activity on a subconscious level. But so many times we can slip into some mindsets that controls our behavior. And man, it's just self-defeating. And so I went through those five things, and real briefly, I want you to go over and read it, and I'll link to it in the show notes here. But the top five is making decisions under stress, number one. Number two, poorly managing your expectations and others. Number three, losing focus of your priorities. Number four, putting off the difficult, in other words, difficult things, conversations and things of that nature. And number five, rationalizing defeat. Those are the five things that they're behaviors that most people, if I tell them they're doing that, a lot of times they'll argue with you. They ain't no way. Matter of fact, and I'm not saying this particular gentleman had any of those by no means, but it is well worth your time, your money, and your investment to invest in yourself. And that's one of the reasons why, a real quick plug before we get into the subject matter today, that is why we brought this coaching package on that we are offering. It's a basically personal development coaching package. It's $197, but it will go through a full analysis of the way you think, the way you process things. It'll look at the way you communicate, and it'll give us all of the information we need to basically sit down and say, okay, here's some strategies that you can implement right now and start seeing results. We had a gentleman that just came through this, a 30, 40 year pro, been in insurance and an entrepreneur for 30, 40 years now. He just went through this, and he was on a live call, and I asked him what he thought, and this is what he told me.
It was excellent. You are terrific at going through that report. I will share with them that be prepared because it's a lot of pages, but we kind of shuffled right down through it and got to my specific dichotomy. Told me some things that I was not aware of myself, and I've been in business for about 35 or 40 years in financial services and leadership and training and coaching, and basically retired now, but saw this as an opportunity to come on board and grow and help other people grow as well. It's very enlightening. I'd had other personality tests and things like that, but it really started making sense and putting two and two together. I would highly recommend it to anybody that's on here. Don't wait. Go ahead and get it done. They're super quick about getting the information to you and getting the surveys done and getting back to you. It was in less than 3 or 4 days, as a matter of fact. And it's just a really, really terrific process. I'm really, really excited about the opportunity that's given me to share with other people that I'm aware of that are kind of out there looking for things and in this economy and everything that's going on. So, yeah, it's great. I appreciate it.
Cool. So, and you think the information that you were able to glean from going through it, it's going to be not just interesting, but usable information you're going to be able to employ in your business to help grow your business.
Oh, absolutely. As you and I had discussed, because like you just mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, there's 500 different ways to make money in this business. And me being more of a black and white type personality or whatever, you know, trying to get A to B and the quickest way and the most profitable, it really gave me some insight into some things that we have available through you to be able to monetize some different things and areas that I can go into. A couple of them, to be honest with you, are ones that I was not even thinking about until after I got off the call with you. I've been praying about them and thinking about those, and that's kind of gleaned some new opportunities to me. So I'm kind of searching those out, but it's really, really made a difference.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing, lady. So that was just one person's experiences and feedback. And we've done this. We've launched this 2 weeks ago and have had nothing but positive feedback, and a lot of our reps that are going to be reselling this service and training, they've taken it themselves. And as a matter of fact, I had one who was on, and I think I got her queued up. She is a psych major from college, and this is what she had to say, if I can pull her up.
I thought last night you did an excellent job, and I was just blown away by it. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, he said no background in this whatsoever, and you are acing it. I mean, I was just blown away. I mean, really, I'm serious. I'm not just saying that to flatter you. I am being very serious.
So I was joking with her because I was like, you know, I didn't take psychology. I was a business major, so that's not my background. But the tools that we have, it is so laid out in such a strategic way, in such a clear and concise way. You just walk through it with the client And the beautiful thing is it takes the best of both worlds. It has the Myers-Briggs personality assessment, and then we couple that with our entrepreneurial background of just understanding, you know, what's out there, what's available, what you can do, and knowing the various skill sets required to do that. And we can come up with a very comprehensive, you know, plan of action for you to be successful. So many times people are just involved in things that are just wearing them out, and they get frustrated, and then they start, you know, believing falsely, well, maybe I'm just not meant to do anything more than just, you know, work here or do this 9-to-5 thing. And that is just so not true. It's just finding what resonates and works for you. And I'm telling you, I would put $197 in this coaching package before I would, you know, take high school English, if you will, or whatever, you know. But I'm just saying it is so important, because it's something that most colleges don't offer this. Most businesses, definitely what they're looking for is to filter you out and put you in some sort of cubicle that matches their preconceived ideas. So even the Myers-Briggs program, just used in the corporate world, which it is used in a lot of situations, it's used in a way just to put you in, you know, what pigeonhole they have for you. But most of the time, most people that go through them don't go through them for the own advantage of self-development and understanding themselves in a way that they can plug in and be their own boss, be their own person, be the captain of their ship. So we've got that. We've got links to that particular blog post I just put on there. I want you to pay attention. Number one is huge. That's probably the number one mistake in behavior I see so many people make, is just making decisions under stress. And they don't understand how stress actually has a subconscious effect on the way they perceive reality and the way they make decisions on a skewed perception that they have. When you are in that state, there's an actual, you know, clinical term called being under the grip, and it's just basically under the grip of stress, that there's an actual psychological phenomenon that happens that this report will show you exactly. Every coaching client I've had thus far, and I've showed them this, they're like, oh my God, this is exactly how I act when I get stressed out. How do you know? So that's how precise this this evaluation is. So it's going to help you understand how, you know, when you are under stress and when you are feeling the pressure sometimes. Listen, we all face stress from time to time. But if you know how to manage it, you know how to not be so persuaded and compelled to make a rash decision there, but you sort of recognize within yourself this is what's going on, and you can, you know, get outside of yourself for just a moment and say, okay, let's table any major decisions right now until I know that I'm perceiving and I'm judging reality in a more balanced way that's more, you know, true to who I am. It's just going to go a long way, folks. That's the number one thing I see a lot of times, a behavior that people on a subconscious level are constantly making or doing, and it's a mistake. It's a mistake they're making. So I'm going to link to this particular blog post. I want you to read it. I think you'll get a lot of information. Leave me a feedback. Ask me any questions on that blog post under there that you would like. I'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions. Now, getting into today's topic on how to drive more leads using RMP. As I said up front, RMP stands for Referral Marketing Partners, and that is an asset that all Plus and Elite members at TW3 have. And what that allows you to do is to get paid by companies like Amazon, LendingTree, Apple Computers, State Farm, just about every major company out there. We have necessarily, in some cases they are, some are affiliate relationships with, but some of them are referral partnerships. And what that means is, hey, you send us over some traffic, whether they convert or not, we'll worry about the conversion. You just send them over. If they opt into this form or they call our call center or whatever, we are going to pay you for that traffic. And so how is that used in your own existing business? Let's say, for instance, you are a restaurant. Matter of fact, there's a taco grill down the road. It's a mom and pop shop that just opened, and I'm talking to the owner about coming on as a plus member and getting our plus membership, because he'll get a blog for his restaurant that will be mobile optimized, which means when people on their phones are looking at it, it's going to look like an app. So he can then put a shopping cart up and do orders right there with his app. Also, he'll have access to marketing tools like the dialer and things of that nature, and it'll show him exactly how to dial, you know, a few hundred, a thousand people within his area, a 10, 20 mile radius, and drive traffic to his particular restaurant. But one of the things that he'll have an advantage of, and I'm doing some training with him right now, is on referral marketing. What that does is it gives people incentives to respond to an ad campaign that he's doing, and it doesn't cost him any money. As a matter of fact, in most instances, as a matter of fact, in all instances in our world, it pays him. For instance, he could offer a $1,000 giveaway with Amazon. Just for coming in today, we'll sign you up for a $1,000 giveaway with Amazon. Can't guarantee you'll win, but we are doing a drawing, and someone is going to win a $1,000 giveaway. Now, every time he brings someone in, he has them to opt in to our Amazon referral partnership. And what they're going to do, just so you know, and he has to explain it and flesh it out once they get in, they're going to say, hey, we want you to fill out this survey. We're going to ask you questions about this particular product. We're going to ask you, have you ever bought on Amazon before? Amazon is going to try to say, hey, if you'll sign up with Prime, we'll do this and do that. I mean, Amazon, it's basically a lead for Amazon to sell their services. But what Amazon's going to do for so many people that come in through that form and sign up, they're going to give $1,000 away. So a person could go on Amazon and spend $1,000. He has gotten the benefit of having a high perceived value for traffic. He's also, every time someone opts in on that form that he's going to have at the store for them to go to, he's getting paid $1. Okay, so if he has, let's say, 30 people come in off a campaign he just ran and the campaign cost him 30, 40 bucks, then he's almost paid for his campaign and got all his money out. Okay, so if he uses our dialer, for instance, it costs, what, 38 bucks to dial 1,000 people right now. Of course, that can change depending on dial time and all this other stuff. So many variables. So I'm not quoting you a rate, so don't hold me to that. But on average, if someone sends out 1,000 voicemail drops right now, it's around 38 bucks for members. So he's going to be a member. Now, if you're not a member at TW3, it's going to cost you 97 bucks. We retail that, okay? But he's wanting to be a member. He wants to get the discount, right? That covers his dial time. It covers his data, and it covers everything. So he's going to make those dials. If he can get 30 to 40 people coming back in and signing up for that, it's already paid for his campaign. So he's basically advertising for free. He's giving value to them. And then he is a brand new restaurant. He has just had the opportunity to have people taste his food, experience his restaurant, and it cost him nothing to get in front of him. And if he's doing his job, and he's doing it right, and he is, because this guy, man, I'm telling you, it's the best taco stand I've ever had in my life. And I love Mexican food. And I'm telling you, if you're in the upstate of South Carolina, give me a call. I'll give you the address. You've got to go over there and check it out. I mean, it is a hole-in-the-wall type of restaurant, okay? You're sitting on basically lawn furniture when you go over there. I swear, every table in there and chair in there, it looks like he picked up off the side of the road. It fell off the back of a truck somewhere. But, man, the food is incredible. And so he's going to be able to use our system to bring traffic into the restaurant. But he's also going to be able to use the referral marketing partnership to incentivize that traffic. Okay. And so he has to go through a little bit of an education process when they get in, and we work with him on a script. So it's not a bait and switch. We don't teach that. We don't want anybody to do that. That's not ethical. But there's a way of doing it where, they get a high perceived value and they get an opportunity to win this. And there's other opportunities. That's just one. I've got, you know, in some of our RMPs at times we have where we can give free audiobooks away through Amazon, or we can give actual books away through other vendors. And depending on the market you're in, that is huge. If you're calling on churches, for instance, to offer some product, good, or service, and you're able to offer a free book from Dave Ramsey away, or you're able to offer, you know, some other high perceived, well-known author, offer a book away just for taking a couple minutes to go to a site to look at something, that is huge. If you're in the life insurance business, let me tell you something I did all the time with life insurance and using my RMP. I would basically do a voicemail drop, call out 1,000 people, and let them know if you call in before Friday, we're offering you. And then I had a $50 gas voucher. This is back, gosh, this was back in 2011, when, I don't know if you guys remember, but that's when fuel just had jumped up. It was crazy. Like, it was like $4, some in some instances $5 a gallon. So to give a gas voucher away of $50 with one of our referral marketing partners was huge. Now, that might not be, I don't even know if that's one of our RMP offers now, but the concept is the same. You find a offer that matches a particular campaign that you're running, and then you just you get paid to give that offer away, that high perceived value, to have the opportunity to then cross sell something. And here's what I would do. I'd leave it on their voicemail and said, "Hey, this is Terry. I'm a local life agent here in the area. I don't know if you noticed, but gas has just gotten crazy. And most people can't afford their insurance anymore because they're having to pay for their fuel. You know, just to spread goodwill in the community, I'd like to give you $50 in free gas. If you'll give me the opportunity to see if I can save you money on your insurance, whether you buy anything or not, you don't have to come into the office. I'm going to give you this $50 gas voucher. Call me at," and a boom. Okay, so I'd leave a message like that. It was a little more articulate than that. I'm just going off the cuff right now. But you can see, you answer that age-old question of what's in it for me. The more you can speak to someone's pain point in marketing, and this is the underlying principle when it comes to RMP. Anytime I'm looking to incentivize a campaign via RMP, I'm always trying to find what's the pain point. We use this at TW3 in the job and opportunity space. We have people all the time that are looking for, they're either unemployed or underemployed. And so for the unemployed people that just need a job right now, we match them up with jobs and we get paid to refer them over there. For the people that are underemployed, yeah, they're employed, but they're just not making what they want to, and they'd like to get out of that 9-to-5 corporate grind. Then we show them an opportunity, a way that they can be an entrepreneur by leveraging and utilizing our platform. And then those become our clients. But see, here again, we're using RMP to give value to everyone we speak to. So if you have not looked at the opportunity at TW3, and you're in insurance, you're in real estate, you're in direct sales, you're in retail restaurant, you're an attorney, you're a doctor, it doesn't matter. If you have a product, good, or service, if you're a pastor of a church, we can show you right now how you can give food away to people, not cost you anything, and incentivize them to come in and be ministered to at your church, pour value and life into them, and make them a member through not to, you know, strong arming them or anything else like that, but just constantly giving to them. That is the value of what we offer as TW3 members. When you're plus or elite, you have the RMP package, the referral marketing. It's beyond affiliate marketing. Okay. Affiliate marketing says I have to buy something. I mean, anybody can go to Amazon right now, get hooked up as an affiliate. And then when someone buys something, you get, you know, a couple dollars. Wouldn't it be cool to be able to give someone a job, and just for sending that qualified candidate over, you get paid $100. Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to give someone an opportunity to save up to 90% off on their grocery bill, and for giving them that opportunity, you get paid a couple dollars? Wouldn't it be cool to be able to offer someone an opportunity to sign up for a giveaway as a promotion, it not cost you anything, and they have fun along the way and they get to experience your product, good or service. That is how referral marketing is used. And that is, if you use it correctly, can be a huge, huge asset to you and your business and the objectives you're trying to achieve. But you got to be smart about it. A lot of times I'll coach and train with some new reps, and they come in and then they're trying to match up, you know, this offer over here in a field that is not going to resonate. What resonates is solving pain points. And what resonates is it has to have some sort of commonality with the offer that you're making. There has to be a sales narrative around it. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking us out. Go to that blog post that is in your show notes there. Let me know what you think. Ask me questions. Until next time, it's Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.